Shalom, everyone. I'd be glad to continue the satsang that Tara was reading, and thank God for good sound. I'm going to go ahead and continue right from where she left off. You create a direct relationship with God by following the eternal divine path, and you become a self-starter, a self-motivated person who does not need too much attention, but is willing to do what is needed to help the communities of light. So we become people that we receive our attention from God. We receive our desires and longings of human lower nature by connecting to God and overcoming them or making them godly. Then we are free from human emotions, human longing, and ego, which disconnect us from God, and then we crave for human attention. That is why we need human attention, because we are disconnected from God. How can you need any attention if you are connected to God? He will give you all the attention you need. He is with you. He is you. So you can be satisfied by yourself by being connected to God. The less you have human emotions and the less you have human needs, the greater you will become and the greater you can accomplish things on earth and in the body by freeing yourself from those longings that will interfere with your connection to God. That is where you want to be. That is the first step in the eternal divine path. You want to free yourself from human emotions, from human longings, from the lower nature, from destructive forces that separate man from man, separate you from yourself. And they bring anger, anxiety, and you bring distrust, bring lower energy, low motivation and mind, judgmentality, and the feeling of being left out, or not being one, or even the community is not taking care of you, or all those things are related to the lower nature, not being connected to God. That is what we have to overcome. Then we do not need any of those, but we ask, we can give to other people for those needs and guide them in a greater degree to overcome those needs as well. After a while, our relationship will be based on God in wonderful ways, and we will realize all those things that I needed, they are satisfied easily. When I do not need them, I receive them even more than I expected. So that is why many great souls have compared this world to an upside-down tree. The more you climb this world, the more you go to Maya, ego, and destruction. The more you need these worldly things, the less you receive them. The more you connect yourself to God and you overcome these tendencies and desires, the more you will receive of them and you will be satisfied. Again, we are here to bring humanity a new way of thinking and seeing the universe. Intellect is good, but intellect is limited. It reaches a point where it can no longer go further, but we have to go to spirit. Spirit is different than intellect, than analyzing, than trying to figure it out. Spirit just is. It is then there is no distance between the end of the universe and where you are. You are everywhere at the same time, and that intellect cannot understand. It says, oh no, the end of the universe is 20 billion light years away from me. If I am there, how can I be here? But if you are in the spirit, you say, yes, I am at the end of the universe. I am here at the same time because I am everywhere. There is nowhere that I am not. then you recognize that, yes, God also is everything and everywhere, and He is able to be all places at the same time. For that, intellect has no explanation. Intellect has no way of knowing and understanding that it is possible that such a state exists. So we have to go to spirit. We have to go to meditation. We have to understand God's ways, and it is the way of spirit. Little by little, we will go to the point that we can also bring other humans to this point of understanding that spirit is different than what the human knows or understands. That can be done in a greater degree in the communities of light, when the community more and more overcomes the mundanity of life, physiological and safety needs. If we all work to overcome that part of physiological and safety needs for everyone in the community, and if each member is responsible and willing to put effort to overcome that part of human needs, after a while, that can be taken care of easily. Not only we can take care of our physiological and safety needs, but we can help many other people also to take care of their physiological and safety needs. The greater number of people who do that, the easier it will become for everyone, because everyone, with a little effort, can have all those things provided for them. When such a place is created, the old people can easily be taken care of, and all can come together to progress in the spirit. Therefore, believe in the spirit. Understand the way of the spirit. Go within. Meditate. Stop analyzing things. Just be. Be the spirit of meditation. Listen to the sounds surrounding you and just take them in. Watch the things going on in your life. Understand the deeper meanings of them instead of analyzing them, becoming frustrated with them, or trying to overcome or escape them. None of them should be done, but in the spirit. Look at them. Understand them. Accept them. Live with them, and eventually they will resolve or dissolve. If you understand why they are there, if you understand the reason for them, then you can overcome them. You can understand them. You can say, okay, that is what I have to do to overcome this situation and become a person based on God's will. So meditation is not just sitting there and saying, Om, Om, but meditation is going to the spirit and understanding that the spirit is different than intellect, and intellect is limited and never can understand the spirit unless the spirit realizes the spirit itself. Then your intellect becomes illuminated greatly, realizing that, yes, there are other things beyond intellectual analyzing of the universe. Therefore, we can create a lot of Buddhas who will see the universe in a different light instead of having many gods, many hang-ups, and many things that keep us from progressing. We can now clearly see the universe as it is. Actually, that is what Buddha means. It means seeing things clearly as they are. That is the realization of the essence of every situation and everything in the universe. And I see our time is up for tonight. Shalom, everyone.